This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You have hung on, and now you'll be rewarded. Medical and health information. Some of it in brief, some of it extended. Depends on what your questions are. To Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Labor Day weekend edition. Every week we're here for your pleasure, for your information. Helpful as we can be. 888-553-7536. That's the magic number, the important number. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Central Florida, on the radio for many years, answering questions, talking about the medical news of the week. Any ideas that you may have that will add to our discussion, help yourself. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. But most important, the number, 888-553-7536. Ken likes to survey all of the important news from the various journals. And one of the things that comes up with frequency, Ken, is our focus on rest and sleep, and what happens if you have enough. Your body's going to be much better off. If you don't have enough, there are all kinds of complications, including one that you learned about this week.
Exactly. You know, I talk about the five actions of a healthy lifestyle, and I can't stress how important sleep is. You need, as an adult, 7 to 8 hours a night. As a child or as a teenager, even more. And if you're not getting it, if you want to be a healthy person, you're not going to be it unless you get these 7 to 8 hours of healthy sleep. And if you have any concerns about it, fortunately, today there are sleep specialists, doctors who specialize in this area. But the news this week is out of the medical journal Sleep this week, that people who sleep 6 hours a night or less are, Doug, 4 times more likely to catch a cold when exposed to the cold virus compared to those who get more than 7 hours of sleep a night. It's simple. Your immune system just won't function at its best if you don't get enough sleep every night.
All right. Rest and relaxation, do they go together?
Well, you need to get relaxation to help the immune system. You need to get relaxation to get the stress out of your body. I think there's an overlap. They share a commonality of too much stress, and relaxation will get rid of a lot of the stress. But relaxation is not sleep. Sleep is where you are, you know, unconscious.
Well, I ask you the question because I think a lot of times people may confuse the two.
Relaxation doesn't count for your 7 to 8 hours.
What about a nap? What does napping do?
Naps are good.
Do they account for some of the material you're talking about here? Like, I don't get anywhere near the amount of sleep that you're talking about, but I try to take a nap every day.
Well, naps are good, and sometimes naps can account for this, but the problem with naps are that you don't get into that deep sleep that you need to really regenerate yourself, and that's only happens when you continuously log those hours. But you know, I don't know what to tell you, Doug, but all of the studies that are coming out one after the other are showing that we do need, and you know, do I get it every night? I don't, but I certainly try. And even making up for it on the weekend is not as good, where I certainly try, but it's just, you know, I throw it out there. It's something that we should all just have as a goal and try to meet it. But you can't get around it. It seems like it's a very important aspect from head to toe. That not only is the immune system not functioning well, the cardiovascular system won't function well, and your mind won't function well. There's new data we've talked about in the last few weeks about earlier dementia if you don't sleep enough.
Huh. Sleeping. It's a heck of a good thing. Lee in Orlando, Florida. First question on the phone for Dr. Ken. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
How can we help?
I'm an 80 years old lady, woman. I mean, last 3 months, I'm having a hot flash, mainly in my back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I went through menopause, I didn't have this kind of a, once in a while, maybe I feel a little bit, but not as severe as what I'm having now. So, do you have any idea why I'm having this?
Even, so this is even worse than menopause for
yes,
you.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Is it a hot flash or a night sweat, or is it hard to tell the difference?
Well, most of the time it's a hot flash, you know, hot feeling. So I imagine that's like a hot flash.
The exact cause of a hot flash, Lee, really is not known, but likely it's related to several factors. These include changes in reproductive hormones and in your body's thermostat. This is a part of the brain we call the hypothalamus, which becomes more sensitive to slight changes in body temperature. The other things that I would think about are how's your thyroid doing, and how are some of the levels of hormones in your body doing? Have you talked to your doctor about this? Have you had any?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
We checked the estrogen levels. He says it's normal. And, of course, I have a hypoglycemia thyroid, but that checked T3, T4, it's a normal.
Did they check recently the T3
yes.
and T4? Okay. And are you a smoker?
No.
Okay, good, because that increases the risk of hot flashes. Are you a little short for your weight? Are you obese?
No, I'm about 4'11 and 1/4, and I weigh about 95.
Wow,
Oriental woman.
You're perfectly perfect. What about getting activity? Are you able to exercise?
Yes, I do that.
You do?
Yeah, I do. You know, 3 times a week for machines, so forth. You know, and then walk most of the evening.
You're doing all the right things then.
Yeah, and right stuff.
you're not running a fever?
No.
Uh-huh. Are you having any other symptoms other than the hot flashes?
Oh, yes. Normally my glucose is just about about 195 or A1C anywhere between 5.9 to 6.1.
Okay,
however, lately, I've been having like a hypoglycemic symptom.
Okay.
I had to eat again. So my doctor suggested me to take a metformin. I'm not comfortable about taking that one.
Okay, I understand. You're running low blood sugars and they prescribe you metformin to lower it even further?
Because the rest of the time I had a little over, like abnormal on my glucose and A1C.
Yeah, but it's just a little bit there.
Right.
And I understand your concern, and I might go about that slowly, but I just want to understand you. Did you say, but also lately you've been having low blood sugar? Did I hear that right?
Well, when I take the meter, it's not normal. I mean, a low. It's like a fast one is in the morning, so 86, 80, you know, 7, so forth. But whenever I eat, and then about 2 hours later, especially in the morning, then I feel kind of, you know, weak. So I checked, and it's about same thing.
Are you on any other medications?
Only the Synthroid, generic Synthroid. What is it? Leptothyroid.
You're not on any antidepressants. You're not taking any acetaminophen or Tylenol or aspirin. Okay.
No.
Let me go over some more specific reasons why you might be having this, and then I'm going to ask you to follow up with your doctor. But clearly the most common cause of this is the menopause, but you've gone through that already. Infections can do this. Tuberculosis, bacterial infections, even infections of the heart valve, infections of the bones, osteomyelitis, AIDS, HIV. I doubt you have that, but that is one of the issues. Also, cancers. I don't want to alarm you. Lymphomas, famous for all this. You haven't had any sudden weight loss in addition to these night sweats. You told me your weight, it sounds very good, but it hasn't suddenly declined. It's been stable, correct?
No. Yeah, it's just stable.
Okay. You mentioned one that might be a cause. Hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, or people taking medications for diabetes and get low blood sugar. This often can cause night sweats. Hormonal disorders can cause this. Elevated thyroid. There's something called carcinoid syndrome, which you'd have to be evaluated for by an endocrinologist. And neurologic conditions can sometimes cause this. There are some abnormalities of the autonomic nervous system. There are some problems with the spinal cord that can do this. I would want you to talk to a good internist first, looking for infection, make sure there's no cancer. If none of that is present, then your internist needs to refer you to an endocrinologist and then to a neurologist, because this is going to take some specific detective work to try to figure this out. Lee, you sound like a very bright woman. I would not ignore this, because I have a feeling, and I don't think, I hope it's nothing serious, but I have a feeling there is something going on here, and I would go to the internist and do exactly what I said, and if ask for your diagnosis. If they can't tell you, then ask for a referral to the endocrinologist, and if the endocrinologist, the gland doctor, can't tell you, then ask for a referral to a neurologist, a brain doctor. If all of that doesn't get you an answer for this great detective work, you call me back, and I'd love to hear what they find anyway, because I bet they find something, Lee.
All right, Lee. There's Dr. Ken's advice. Hopefully you'll take it, and you'll be well. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 18 past the hour. Those women and those men who are listening right now, as you get up and at them, you have the time to examine, perhaps on the weekend, a little bit more your face. You have puffiness and bags under your eyes. If you're trying to get rid of them and get rid of the dark circles under your eyes that lead to... I don't think there's any indication that there's illness when you have any of those problems, Ken. But it's looks and looks. When you're feeling better, you look better, and all those things go together, right?
Exactly, Doug, and ladies and gentlemen. It's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. You've heard me talk about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell, not embryonic stem cell, but plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. And now, for the first time, you'll get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment to try absolutely free. The Platinum Dark Circle treatment is a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets, Doug, the dark circles under and around the eyes for a beautiful and flawless look. It does not hide the dark circles. It actually gets rid of them. But that's not all. Chamonix will throw in the Genucel Immediate Effects for a younger look in 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, call right now and you get free express shipping, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Easy to do. Call 800-822-6145. Try now Genucel, risk-free. Ken went through all the benefits, the way the deal works, the way to prevent all this problem, the puffiness and bags around your eyes, lines around your eyes, dark circles under your eyes. 800-822-6145. People at the other end of the phone will be happy to explain to you how this will work and benefit you. 800-822-6145. But why not hurry your little butt over to the phone right now and do it while you're thinking about it? 800-822-6145.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hey, Berkey. Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
House 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology in Central Florida. You can check out his website, lakecardiology.com, and you can call for an appointment. If you'd like to see Dr. Ken, you like the way he chats with you on the air and talks to other people with kindness, with precision, with aplomb, as and I don't mean a plum, you understand, a plum. 352-735-1400 is the number into his office, or 800-LAKE-CARDIO, or just check him out online at lakecardiology.com. But I think you'd like to have a visit with him if there's something really serious going on. Mary called a number of weeks ago with a problem. Let's see how she's done taking Dr. Ken's advice. All right, Mary, let's tell us what's going on now.
Hi, thanks for having me again. Some weeks ago, Dr. Ken recommended that I see a physiatrist, and I had gone to my ear, nose, and throat cancer.
Well, first of all, Mary, what's the problem?
Okay, I had gotten some Botox shots, 35 cc's from my cancer specialist. Then I seen the physiatrist who said he gives 200 to 300 cc's at a time, and I found out that could paralyze me. Is that true?
I can.
Well, it could if it was injected in the wrong spot.
Where did they put it?
I haven't had the injection yet, pending him get the physiatrist talking
well,
to my ear.
You want to make sure that it's done by somebody who's very experienced at doing this. You want to make sure you ask how often they do this same procedure, and you don't want to be the first person they do this to.
What's the benefit of having this treatment, Ken?
Well, what are they trying to treat?
Mary, what are they trying to treat?
I have cervical dystonia, Dr. Ken, and the last time I got shots, the doctor could barely get the needle in my neck. My muscles are so seized
right.
up.
This is Well, this is one of the treatments. Cervical dystonia, Doug, is also called spasmodic torticollis. It's a painful condition in which your neck muscles contract involuntarily, causing your head to twist or turn to one side. It can also cause your head to uncontrollably tilt toward the front position or tilt backwards. And there's a number of treatments that are tried for this. And one of the most common ones is what's being discussed here, just giving Botox, botulinum toxin. This is a paralyzing agent, but it's often used to smooth facial wrinkles. It can be injected directly into the neck muscles affected by the cervical dystonia, and this seems to help, and that's what they're recommending. Sometimes Parkinson-like drugs are used, muscle relaxants, pain medications are used here. Sometimes you have to go to surgery, actually cut the muscles or nerves or do deep brain stimulation.
So you think this is the best thing for her to do in the next step?
Yeah, by a trained, experienced doctor, this would be a very appropriate treatment.
There you go, Mary. That's the next step. 888-553-7536. The number of people who refuse to quit smoking has increased. So what's that doing to the general health of our country, our well-being?
Well, this is something of great concern. Doug, while the number of people who smoke cigarettes has not increased in the last 7 years, the number of people with no interest in quitting has actually increased significantly. The highest levels of smoking are still in the youngest patients who have the most to gain from quitting. In addition to smoking, we're not seeing significant improvement in obesity, physical activity, or control of blood pressure. So this all has great impact on the future health of America as our young folks age. Their circulation systems are not going to be very good. So we need to get the word out even stronger. And I also heard a disturbing statistic just a few days ago that we've never seen more marijuana use among the young people than in history. And, you know, today's marijuana is not what your father used. And all of this is of concern. On the other side, I think the millennials are interested in diet and exercise somewhat, maybe a little more than we were when we were younger. But I just think that a healthy lifestyle is the key to lifelong health. And obviously putting in on a regular basis, these agents, these chemicals into your body are going to have long-term ill effects.
Interesting, you said it's not my father's marijuana. I could never even imagine my father smoking marijuana. Can you imagine your father? No, I know, but I'm just being a sort of generic approach to it. But could you imagine your father or your mother smoking marijuana?
No, absolutely not.
I think that's it. All right, 29 past the hour. You're listening to Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Ken and Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55-DRKEN, 888-553-7536. I'd love to answer any of your health care questions. How to keep yourself healthy, how to deal with issues that you already have, how to deal with issues you don't know if you have. 1-888-55-DRKEN. I'll answer any calls about yourself, the kids, your spouse, friends, parents, grandparents, head-to-toe medicine. I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist. I've been in medicine, probably over 30 years. I was a medical student in the late 1970s, early 1980s at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and have most humbly two Ivy League degrees. I was in their combined MD-PhD program and then went to Duke University, Durham, North Carolina. What a wonderful place to learn medicine, and did an internal medicine internship and residency. That was a busy time of my life. I barely know what happened during the early 1980s. I was in the hospital taking care of patients 24/7, and then went west to the University of California, San Francisco, to spend several years specializing in cardiology. And then I've been in a town about 35 miles northwest of Orlando called Mount Dora, and I've been there since 1988, seeing patients on the front lines every single day, taking care of circulatory problems from head to toe. And if you'd love to ask me a question, question or talk to us about whatever you'd like about health or medicine, what's going on in the world in health and medicine. Share some thoughts. You have any good ideas? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Hopefully a little weight, no paperwork, no charge. What could be better? 1-888-553-7536. I'm not a big pill pusher. I am a big believer in lifestyle, but I am evidence-based. But I will also acknowledge alternative medicine and add that to the mix when I can, especially when there's good evidence behind it. So I take a blended approach, a gentler, kinder, blended approach to your issues. And I'm an old-fashioned doctor. I do like to talk to patients.
888-553-7536. He does a great job of it. I can attest to that, having visited with him every year for the past 8 or 9 to get my body checked out thoroughly. It's a wonderful feeling. Peace of mind is great. You need to know what's going on in your body. And Ken is the man to help you understand what's going on. He can't fix your body. You fix your body if there's a problem with it. But the better thing is to be preventative, to take action so that you have health and you're not eating the wrong foods and you're not, I mean, all of the things like Ken was talking earlier about not getting enough sleep. I noticed you have another study here that you looked at, the amount of exposure young people have to smartphones and tablets, that light. We have talked about this before. I can't imagine that this energy next to your bed is good for you, no matter what your age.
Well done. Your intuition this time was spot on. The scientific studies have proven it. And mom and dad, listen up. I know we've dealt with this in our household, but this comes out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, an excellent journal that all the endocrinologists and a lot of internists read. I've been reading this journal for decades. Very credible advice here and studies that are come out of it. Mom and dad, you may want to ban smartphones, tablets, and laptops in your kids' bedroom at night. The bright lights of these devices may actually lower levels of melatonin. This is the hormone that naturally occurs that prompts you to sleep. The effect was most pronounced for kids just entering puberty, with nighttime melatonin levels suppressed by up to 37% in some cases. You know, during that period, the brain is still developing, so it must have some long-term effects. This recent study suggests that 96% of teens use at least one high-tech device in the hour before bedtime. They're all using it. If you don't think they are, go look in the room. They are, and they've got them there, and they're connected. But talk to them about this. Let them know. And you may need to just take a little bit of extra look and discussion to deal with this. This is a very sensitive matter. You know, you and I, we had that phone that we were near. Our kids, they're all on these devices.
Well, I think adults are as well, sleeping next to a smartphone or taking, we listen to meditation sometimes on ours, and whether it's the iPhone or the iPad.
Doug, that's a good point for us adults, even being exposed to these strong lights right before we go to bed. I don't think it's a good idea either for us in terms of getting very good sleep. I try my best to stop using it an hour before I go to sleep, but am I perfect? No, but I try.
All right. But it's something to be conscious of. That's really the bottom line here. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Lots of questions coming from the audience from all sides. This is Labor Day weekend. People paying attention to their health, getting away from the summertime when we may not pay as much attention to anything. It seems almost unbelievable that we're into September, but we sure as heck are. Here's Annie from Port Charlotte, Florida, with a question now for Dr. Ken. Annie, please go ahead. You're on with the doctor.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Annie.
My question is kind of a controversial one, I guess. What is your opinion, Dr. Ken, of the moderate use of wine on a nearly daily basis versus taking prescribed medication for basically chronic pain? I am a total disabled real spinal mess.
Annie, what a great question. And if I can lower your pain that you deal with every day, it'll make my day, because if anybody thinks this is a minimal issue, they have not walked in Annie's shoes. Annie, a very wise professor told me at the University of Pennsylvania in about 1980 that you can't tell people to drink as a physician, because most people can't adjust in their lives a moderate amount. And, you know, this was a belief that was around medicine for a long time. And I was a very curious student, eager to learn from my professors. But over the decades that I've been taking care of patients since then, I have seen, and I've really relaxed myself about this recommendation, and I have noticed that there are some people, you have to be very cautious in your recommendation, and it's no longer an absolute in my mind, but I think in general a doctor has to be very careful when they say, you know, go and drink moderately, because you can create alcoholics very easily. But I'm not going to give out a general recommendation, but if you were my patient, Annie, and I got to know you over a period of time, and we together walked down that road, and I stayed in contact with you and followed up with you, I am now in a small segment of patients comfortable in making that recommendation, and I've been able to do it successfully. But I only want to do it when I have a good relationship with the patient, and I'm going to follow up with the patient, and I know them, and I'm going to make sure that they don't cross that easy tipping over point where you can go from being a moderate drinker to an alcoholic very easily. So that's the concern that doctors have. Annie, in your mind, what does it mean to be a moderate consumer of alcohol?
Well, I have to preface that by saying that my pain has gone from nearly chronic to nearly acute. I'm now dealing with a vascular surge and an aortic aneurysm, this and that. I have ruptured discs, et cetera, et cetera. My pain is very much prompted by my activities. I was in the plant business, so my yard, I've broken every rule there is, and I have a miniature rainforest on a matchbox property. So I get out there with a power saw and a ladder and stuff, and by all that's holy, I have no business doing that, but if I don't, I'd rather go into a deep depression and, you know, do something real stupid.
Annie, so I understand this, but so there's no way, there's no middle ground here?
There is a middle ground. It's dependent on my activity and depending on how I push myself. Right now I'm collecting rainwater and I can't lift.
Okay, Annie, give me a second. Because I understand not being able to do those activities that bring you the most joy. But there's the other side of this is sometimes, you know, I can't play Major League Baseball right now. And so I don't go into a deep depression. I have found other things. Doing radio with Doug every week. You know, I found other joys that keep me happy. I go to the gym and I exercise, and you know, I don't act like the youngest guy there, but I adjust and do things that I can do. And you know, I don't walk out sobbing and you know that I can't be the strongest lifter in the gym. I realize my limitations and I listen to my body and I don't hurt it. And I adjust and I go to baseball games and root I'm a great fan, but I know I can't play. The other side of this is, do you have a wonderful pain management doc? Because Annie, you sound like the kind of patient that doctors love to have, and you know, I say that as a kindness. You know, I'm not glad that you even need a doctor, but you sound like somebody who, you know, doctors who really enjoy taking care of patients enjoy taking care of someone like yourself. Intelligent, articulate, you want to get better, you want to function as you get older. You know, these are the kinds of patients that doctors who love medicine love to take care of. And I'll give you a fact there. So if your doctors don't like you, they don't like medicine. I'm going to make a statement like that. I may get all the doctors screaming at me, but that's a fact. And this is based on over 30 years of taking care of patients and working with doctors who I love and enjoy working with. But
may I interject for a moment?
Sure.
The most fantastic thing I've ever heard a doctor say is from my neurosurgeon who said, look, if you don't want to do what I tell you, I'll still be your doctor.
Exactly. There you go, because they love taking care of you. And everyone listening, listen to that, because this is the kind of patient we love to take care of. But Annie, and we love taking care of everybody. I mean, we're not supposed to judge, but I'll tell you, you know, and we don't judge outwardly, but, you know, we're humans also. But Annie, do you have a pain medicine doctor, a doctor who specializes in pain medicine? You know, now there's this specialty. I've got one in Mount Dora, who a colleague of mine. He's not my doctor. He's my colleague. He's been my friend for 25 years, and he's outstanding. And he works wonders. You know, I sometimes think he has a magic wand, and sometimes he can't solve everything, but he certainly makes progress where, you know, 30, 40 years ago we had nothing to offer. Do you have a wonderful pain medicine specialist working with you?
No, because I'm not on any pain medication at all.
Well,
other medications other than baby aspirin. However, it was a pain manager, a PhD psychologist trained in difficult situations that people go into, whether it's sports or disease.
Well, management doctors, you know, a better term would be pain management. And, you know, because you very rightfully talked about you don't want to be on medicine, but pain management, they don't only deal in giving you medicine, but they can help maybe better diagnose why you're having pain and maybe help direct more specific therapies, especially if physical therapy here, dealing with another kind of doctor. We heard previous caller, the physical medicine and rehab doctor, the PMR. These are MDs who use mostly physical therapy to help with pain management. I think if you're looking for options to be more functional, and obviously you are, avoiding medications, you know, you need to get a more careful, clear diagnosis if you haven't already. And it sounds like you've got a neurosurgeon. That's wonderful. But I would also want you to work with a good physical medicine and rehab doctor, the PMR doctor. Again, these are MDs who specialize in using more of therapy to help with musculoskeletal problems, and also a pain management doctor just to help characterize why you're having pain and to go over some of the options that you might have to help deal with this. And listen to your body. Your body's telling you something, Annie, and try not to fight it too much.
All right, Annie, there's Dr. Ken's recommendation. Thanks for the call. We'll continue with your calls at 888-553-7536 after we introduce you, if you're new to the program, to a product, and maybe you haven't heard the story, that Ken is behind 100%. This is a product that, because of his expertise as a cardiologist, right up his alley, a way for you to lower your blood pressure if it's too high, keep it where it's supposed to be, do all kinds of great things for your body, your muscles, your brain, all your internal organs. The product is Super Beats. The relationship to that and Neo 40 will explain, but what is it that you do when you're using this product, and what happens to your body?
Doug, I'm amazed how many people have never heard of nitric oxide. And I think one of the reasons a lot of people have never heard of how important nitric oxide, this gas, is because we have not had, as physicians, an easy way in the past to measure it. But this gas, it's as important as, I'm sure if I asked the callers, do you think oxygen is important? Do you think carbon dioxide plays a role and needs to be dealt with in the body? Everybody would raise their hand and say, of course. But just as important as oxygen is in the body, so is this third gas, nitric oxide. And this is based on Nobel Prize winning information. This was awarded in medicine and physiology in 1998. But Nitric oxide is a signaling molecule. It's used in every cell in the body from head to toe. And if you are looking for better energy, better stamina, better circulation, better blood pressure, more alert with better mental focus, and you want your immune system to work at its peak, you must have adequate levels of nitric oxide. Now, your body makes nitric oxide on the surface of the circulation. You have 60,000 miles of it with an enzyme that converts a building block of protein, amino acid called L-arginine, into nitric oxide. And I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but this basic pathway of making nitric oxide as you get older declines about 10% till you get to age 40, and you're making about half the amount of nitric oxide you were making when you were younger. And this is just not enough. And your blood pressure goes up because nitric oxide helps to relax the blood vessels. You don't have the energy. You don't have the stamina. And you need more nitric oxide. Fortunately, this company has developed a simple saliva test. You put a little saliva on a test strip, and you look at the color. Doug's done it. I've done it. And you can tell. And they have two products, and I strongly recommend that you get them.
Here's how you get them. Dial 800-655-4183. Superbeats,
800-655-4183. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Five three seventy-five thirty-six. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronos here together to bring you powerful medical information and help every weekend. And this weekend, holiday weekends don't make any difference to us. We're here at the ready and at your service. And a lot of people are at home interested in, or maybe they're at work, in getting some clarification on the medical issues they may have. Jerry's in Rome, Georgia. Let's get at it, Jerry. What do you need?
Well, about a week ago, or just a little beyond August 23rd, I went into the emergency room thinking I was going to have an aneurysm or a stroke or something, but it turned out I had a severe in urinary tract infection. They couldn't see in my ear. It was so swollen closed. And the next day I went to my regular doctor for a regular scheduled appointment, and by that time I had a rash, which he determined was shingles. So we got right on the medication, and I only broke out minimally in my left ear, the left side of my face, under my chin, which was wonderful, except my ear was blocked. And I work in a health clinic, so the nurse there looked in and said, wow, you have a something covering your eardrum, and it could be wax or something, I don't know. But by that time, by the time she looked, which was probably 4 or 5 days later, I just decided I was going to go get a ear syringe and maybe flush it out, and a lot of something came out, a lot came out, and it popped my ear open, which was wonderful. I'm still having a lot of that remnant pain that they tell you you're going to have with shingles, and my ear is moderately open.
Jerry, let me hop on this.
Yeah.
Because there are a number of complications with shingles, and one of them is in the neurological problems, depending on where the virus gets to, and you can have hearing problems. They're not common, but this is one of the known complications of shingles, and I would urge you not to pull your own teeth here, and you need to see on Monday, as soon as possible, an ear, nose, and throat doctor and get a specialist in there to look at it, because this could be a complication of the shingles.
The swelling, the hurt pain, or the loss of hearing, or all three?
All of the above. You could have had an infection localized there beforehand, so it could be a separate issue, but it just needs to be looked at to answer those questions, to see if it was associated, to see if it's a complication, and to make a specific diagnosis so you can get a specific treatment. Don't do this yourself. You need a specialist on this.
All right, Jerry. 888-553-7536. Bob's in Eustis, Florida. What can we do for you, sir?
Hi. I'm considering a knee replacement. And I don't want
the $6 million man.
I don't want to go through a long, hard rehab. So hearing Dr. Ken talk about the rehab doctors, I looked for one. I'm not sure I found one or not, but he's a pain management and physical therapy is how he presented himself. Anyway, if I
what's the question,
if I
Bob?
Continue to the pain doctor, the pain management doctor, he said you don't need any replacement.
So Bob, what's the question for Ken?
We need to get to the question.
The question is
Bob,
knee replacement. I mean, the pain doctor, he says he's going to have to stop my my blood thinner for 5 days, and I want to know the consequences of that.
Well, it depends on you, and you know, we're running out of time. That's a very complicated question, and I would have to, you know, go over that with you. You're not too far from me. If you'd like to come to the office, I'd be glad to go over that with you. But we'd have to go over your history, why you're on blood thinner, what your risks are of creating a clot. And sometimes if it's high risk, we can do what's called bridging, get the hematologist involved so that you're only off it for a briefer period of time than what happens when you come off Coumadin. But that's something that we should do eyeball to eyeball. But in terms of whether you have knee replacement or not, talk to a physical medicine and rehab doctor about the possibilities for physical therapy and also the pain management.
Maybe you can recommend somebody that's there locally in your area if you see him. Bob, the number for Dr. Ken's office is 352-735-1400. Hopefully you got that, 352-735-1400. That's Eustis is right around the corner.
Amazing, yes, have a local caller. Great, we love local callers.
All right, so the conversation continues here, 888-553-7536. A lot of good questions. Please remember to tell your story quickly, get to the questions so Dr. Ken can spend as much time helping you out, and then we can spend time helping other people out here on Good Day Health.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.